Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and thank you for tuning in to Issues Concerning Women. I am your host, Francine Allen Humphrey, and as always, it is a delight and my pleasure to be with you. We are a few minutes late getting started tonight, but that's okay. God is good. We are on the air now. We were having a little difficulty with the computer, but we are here, and we just thank God that you were able to tune into the show. We want you to know that we enjoy you and your questions, and you can always contact us after the show at 757-567-6734, or you can go to our website at www.issuesconcerningwomen.com. Or if you would like to call in tonight, the telephone number is 1-347-826-7543. Issues Concerning Women is an organization that deals with women, their families. We are here to inspire, to empower, and mentor, to encourage the individuals that are in need of moving forward in their lives, making decisions, and being a voice for women who would otherwise not be heard. We are always on line to talk about different topics. We love hearing from you and hearing what you think about the program. We do understand that when you sit down with us and you're able to listen to us on by your computer or by your phone, that it is time out of your busy schedule. So we just want to say thank you. Thank you so much. Welcome to the program. We hope you have your pencils and paper ready, because tonight we're going to be talking about planning. My new book that is coming out is called There's Power in the Plan. So we want you to be sort of enlightened about what is going on with the book and how it can help you or it can encourage someone else. So it may not be for you, because you may have everything together, all your ducks in a row, but you may know somebody who's needing help starting their business or advancing their career to a different level, or just someone who's having relationship problems and they just need that extra boost. So this is the book that you're going to need. This is the book that you want to get, that you want to share with others. We have so much going on with Issues Concerning Women this coming spring and going into the summer. So before we start talking about Power in the Plan, I'll tell you a little bit about some of the programs that we have developed for the summer. I have partnered with a young lady by the name of Cynthia Tyler, and she has her own business called the Book Club Group, and she develops book clubs. She helps them get organized. She introduces individuals to other individuals so that they can come and join together. She writes newsletters on different topics. She actually is a teacher by day and entrepreneur by night. So I don't know when she's released, but she's a very powerful young lady, and she has joined with me so that we can collaborate on some things that are going to empower our women and our families. On May the 14th, 2011, in Virginia Beach, Virginia, we're going to be having a prayer breakfast. And the location is actually the Mary Center, which is in downtown Norfolk. And if you email me, certainly send you the flyer so that you'll be able to come on board and get your ticket and come out and join us. But the event is going to be at the Morris Center, downtown Norfolk, and if you're from this area, you would know exactly where it is. It's right across the street from the Scope. It's going to be 9 a.m. to 12 noon, I believe, on May the 14th, 2011, and we're going to start our program that day with a Woman of the Bible. That will be our first book that we will talk about, and I'm going to facilitate that book reading. So I have some wonderful things in store, so you don't want to miss it. It is a breakfast, and there is a fee, so you can call me, and we can give you that information. Every month, the second Saturday of every month, we're going to come together, and we're going to be doing book readings, and we're going to have authors, different authors available to the public. So if you're a published author and you need to get exposure, this is a great way to do that. If you're going to be in Hampton Roads, then come and call us, and we'll book you for one of our breakfasts, and that will be great. So it's all excited. So we're all excited about that. And then on June the 4th, I will be at the Virginia Beach Central Library, and we're going to be doing a workshop on self-publishing. Now, I am a self-published author myself. I know several other ladies and gentlemen that are self-published. So we're going to be doing a forum on self-publishing so that you will be able to get all the ins and outs of how to get your book published, what you need to do next, and all that good stuff. I have a CD on Focus On Right Now, and that's W-R-I-T-E, now, that helps you to get started on writing your book. So if you're interested in that, you can call me as well. And the telephone number, one more time, is 757-567-6734. Or you can call tonight at 1-347-826-7543, and I'll be glad to give you the information. Or go to my website at www.issuesconcerningwomen.com. Also, if you want to send me a private email, you can do that at cinedesign@aol.com. And that's cinedesign@aol.com. So now that you have all the information to contact me, and another way you know that you can do that, if you've been coming to Blog Talk Radio for a while, you know that you can leave a message on the message board. And I'll get that, and I'll be, and it'll come straight to my cell phone, and I'll know that you are trying to contact me, and I can call you back. So it's quite easy. So you have no excuse if you need help in your business, relationship, or your career, and you want to talk to me about it, then I'm more than happy to do that. I do business consulting, so that's one of the other things I do besides the radio shows. I also have a daytime show that I do 3 times a week here locally on 670 AM, which is a gospel station, and I do the same sort of format that I do here, but I only do this once a week. So I'm excited about all my endeavors and all the things that are going on. So we're looking forward to a powerful spring and a fantastic summer, and we want you to be a part of that. So it is just so much going on, so I hope you're ready. So let's get started on our topic for tonight. There is power in the plan. And we're going to give you some steps that you can take to help you get started. First thing we want to do is to inspire you. And how do we do that? We have to get you excited again, some of you, excited again about what you're doing, you know, where you're going, the what, when, where, and how, and the why. What's going on in your life? What is keeping you from getting to that level of success that you want? What is keeping you from writing that book? What is keeping you from writing that song that's on your heart? What is keeping you from drawing that beautiful portrait that you and that painting that you know that you can do, that you have this gift and talent that God has given you, and you are just sitting idly by and letting the days go by and doing nothing with it? So what is going on? How can we inspire you to get you going? Well, the first thing we want to do is let you know that there is hope. Hope deferred means that you have a dream, but you're just not sure how to get it started. You're just not sure how your dream is going to come to fruition. Well, first of all, you have to know what your God-given talent is, what God has called you to do, what he has ordained for you since before you were born, because he knew you before you were ever born. So this gift that he has given you, or this talent that he has given you, or this trade that you have that you've gone to school for, and now you are an IT tech, but you're not doing anything with it, or you can't find a job in that particular arena, you have kind of lost hope. So you have hope deferred, but hope deferred makes the heart sick. But when dreams come true at last, there is life and joy. So we have to change your mindset. We have to think about where you are right now today, because everything you have done up until this point has been for a reason. It's just not by accident that you're actually listening to this show tonight, because you need to be encouraged to move forward with your life. You need to know that, you know, hey, I didn't get it done when I was 25, but that's okay. I didn't get it done when I was 40. That's okay. I didn't get it done in my 50s. Oh, wow, you know, half of my life is gone, and I haven't done anything. But guess what? Most people that are successful usually are successful later in life. Why? Because the first part of our life, we're still growing up. We're still having children for some of us or developing our careers. We are so focused on what we're doing, where we set everything else that we want to do before our own hopes and dreams, because we don't think, some of us, that we deserve to have hopes and dreams. We don't think that we deserve to be the next fashion model or the next designer on HSN or QVC, but you do. So don't ever sell yourself short. Whatever life has offered you up on your plate, you know, there's still room for something else. Because we always say, oh, my plate is so full, you know. Oh, I have so much to do. But guess what? You're the exact person that can do more. Come on, somebody. If your plate is overflowing, you're usually one that can slide a few things over, you know, and get something else done. Why? Because it's in your nature to do multiple things, not all at once. We talk about multitasking, but that may not be what you need to do. You need to slide some of those things off of your plate that's weighing your plate down, that's keeping you from moving forward and having the life that you want. There's also the thing about fear, that you have fear. And do you know that fear is a motivator? And it is an important one, but it is used primarily to establish order and perimeters. If you cannot control your fear, then you are not able to do what God wants you to do. You understand the importance of having the fear factor, but you cannot let that rule you. You cannot let that be your motivator. You have to find a new word. Inspiration needs to be your motivator. Hope needs to be your motivator. Mind changing needs to be your motivator. Just think about it. Think about where you are. If you have no hopes and you see no opportunities, we lose hope. You have no dreams. And when we lose hope, we are angry and feel unfulfilled, which may turn into depression. As long as there is hope, we can, and most of us will keep on going. Hope comes from seeing possibilities, and possibilities come from active and creative minds. So this is your wake-up call today for tuning in to Issues Concerning Women. This is for you. This is to inspire you. This is to let you know, yes, there's hope, and no matter what age you are, even if you're beyond your 50s, come on, you can do whatever you want to do, even if you're a teenager. You can still do things. You're still in school, and you have that desire, that burning desire on the inside, but you just have lost hope. Nobody is inspiring you, so you just let each day go by. I remember when I was young, oh, I wanted to rush everything. I wanted every day, oh, if I knew Christmas was coming, oh, I want Christmas to have to come, even if it was in June. Oh, if I knew Easter was coming. Oh, if my birthday was coming, and my birthday is in September, I wanted it to come, or, you know, it could be January. Oh, I can't wait for my birthday because I'm going to do this, that, and the other. We rushed everything. Now that my life is changed and I'm in my 50s, everything seems to be going faster than I want it to go. I was like, whoa, we need to slow down. And, you know, each day is going, it is moving quickly. We're letting things pass us by. Don't sit there and let life pass you by. You're going to miss out on so much. That's why you need to be on this call tonight. If you have questions, call me at 1-347-826-7543. So now that I've inspired you, and we know that we are made in God's image, and He has made us to be creative, to be able to analyze situations, He's made us to be able to motivate others, to break away from fear and unfairness that controls us, now we're able to move on. So let's move on to planning. There's a few steps that you must follow when you're trying to plan something. But before we move on to that, this is what I want you to think about. each day of our lives, we make deposits in the memory banks of those we meet. That becomes our reputation. What does your reputation say about you? Whose life are you influencing? Who can remember something profound that you said or something magnificent that you've done? Each and every day when we get up, we're expecting miracles. We're expecting something new and wonderful to happen today. It's a terrific day. We're getting up and we're giving the praises and the glory because we know that without that, without God's grace and his mercy, we cannot move on. So now that we've gotten that all down pat, and you're going to remember that, and tomorrow morning you're going to get up with a new desire, a new determination, a new decision to do something different in your life. You're going to have a plan. So step to take. Step one. Now you're numbering your papers down and write this stuff down because it's important. And I don't want you to forget anything. But if you do, you know, you can call me or email me. Have a vision. I know we say this all the time, but this is true. If you don't have a vision, what are you basing your ideas on, your creativity on? When you have a vision, you will be looking for all the possibilities, and your mind will become focused on the purpose. All your effort and energy will seek after what you want. Your vision is the foundation of your planning. When I was younger and I was wanted to start my own business, I didn't have any mentors or anybody that I could go to and talk to. But you do now. It's so much information. There were books back then, and I did read the books when I could, and I wanted to read everything that I could, and I wanted to go to workshops and seminars, but they were so out of my reach that I couldn't go. You know, most of them were in the bigger cities, like, you know, California or Florida or Texas. That's where they were holding seminars in the 90s and the late 80s. You know, so you were only reading about it in the paper. Or if you had a trade magazine and you would see all these wonderful things that were going on. And back then, what was popular was mail order catalogs, you know. So it wasn't a great deal of workshops like we have now. Today, there's a workshop almost every weekend and so much information that can help you to figure out what it is you want to do next. And if your vision, it seems like it's out of your reach, then you need help. Because it's not any gift that God has given you, and if he's given you the vision, then it's not out of your reach. And I'm going to share something with you. When I was younger, I always wanted to know the secret to success. But nobody really told you. You had to pay to find that out. You know, there was like, oh, that's the secret to success. Come, and I'll tell you what it is. Or buy my book, and I'll tell you what it is. Then you buy the book. You read the whole 215 pages of the book, and you still didn't know the secret of success. Why? Maybe it wasn't my time for me to know. Maybe they never even put in the book. They just wanted you to buy book number two so that you would go on and on and on continually looking for the secret of success. But the secret of success, you had it with you all along. You have it today. If you have a vision and you can see it, you can write it down. If you can believe it, then you can achieve it. And that's the secret to success. Now, I've just given away the secret for some of you that have been searching and searching and searching. But guess what? Now you know. They gave it to us in school, but it didn't click because they didn't give it to us like we needed it to be told to us. You know, they gave it to us. They told us you must believe to achieve to succeed, but we didn't get it. It didn't register. And like I said, maybe we weren't ready, but we're ready now. So this is great information for you who are trying to develop your gifts and your talents, to build your business, to develop your relationships. All the things that I give you are for you. Explain the vision, number two. The vision will then become your purpose. After you have a clear purpose, you recognize it as part of your daily life. Wonderful information. Simple. Number three, have a strategy. Strategies are important to help you fulfill your plan because the vision is reinforced and you are motivated. Remember that good plans have short and long-term goals with deadlines for each. So in my book, I tell you how to do your goals. I teach you how to write out your goals, whether it's for your business, your relationship, or your career. I tell you how to do the timeline so that you're able to get it done. Number four, be realistic about your plan if it is achievable. Use common sense when considering the resources needed and maintain a good budget so that you can be on the right track so that you won't be overwhelmed. Make sure you're being real with yourself and that you know what you have to do to get this thing going. Number five, make sure your plan is manageable after it is achieved. If you can't maintain it, it will lose its value. How many times have we started a business or a project or wanted to go to school, but we didn't budget for it? It wasn't in the budget. We didn't have enough money to continue the education. Or we started the business and we budgeted too low. And right in the middle of it, when we got our first big order, we didn't have the funds to manufacture the product that we said that we would deliver. And we lost the sale and the business is gone. Each day, wake up thinking about how you want to work out your plan. Have your affirmations. I can do this. I am great at what I do. I am motivated to do that. I am a self-starter. I can get this done. I believe in myself. Number seven, look ahead and picture what you may be, what may become at the end of the process. Identify any bad habits and change them now. So if you are the kind of person that procrastinates, most of us are, we have that little thing that we let everything else get in the way of what we're supposed to do. Just like today is the end, getting towards the end of tax season. It's crunch time. We got to get it done. We've been putting it off and putting it off. And now it's, you know, the day before the deadline. But you'll get it done, but you're just going to stress out about it a little bit. Set realistic time frames during the week to be dedicated to the plan. Consider the effect it will leave on your family and friends. So if you're bad at planning, you need to learn this process. You need to know what you can do to move forward in it. You need to know that I can do this. You need to reward yourself once you achieve certain goals. And then you'll be able to move forward with your vision. Another thing that you have to do is with your creativity is to look at where you are. You have to be healthy. And that's very key. Anytime you're going to start a business, develop your career, or develop your relationships. Why? Because you have to have a healthy mind, body, soul, and spirit. Everything has to be working as one. On one accord, and being in focus and being in line with what has been ordained for you. So you, if you're not eating right, then you need to start eating right. That also has to be part of your plan. In your plan, you also have to put exercise in your plan, whether it's walking, if you're a runner, you know, putting that in, or if you have a membership at a gym or your YMCA. You need to do that. You need to put that in your plan. This is a very important factor. Why? Because your mind and your body and your spirit have to be healthy. You need to drink water. We just come off a long winter. I mean long. It was long. Long winter. Don't let yourself come run down. So start drinking plenty of water. Try to cut back on your sodas and your coffee. I know you love your coffee in the morning. But try to limit it to one cup in the morning if you can, and then the rest of the day drink water. Why? Because you're replenishing your body and you're clearing out toxins out of your body. You're trying to eat right, so you want to eat your fruits and vegetables. I know it's not easy, and fruits and vegetables are expensive. I know that too. But these are things that you have to do. You have to change those bad habits. Identify any bad habits and change them now. If you're not eating right, then your mind is foggy, so you're not thinking right. And if you're not thinking right, then your spirit's not right. So you're not able to do what you need to do. Some of us need to go on a fast. Some of us need to have a cleansing so that we can clean out all the bad stuff. You need to breathe. This is so key. Anytime you're in a position of stress, you need to learn how to breathe. You need to know how to do it early in the morning or in the middle of the day. Breathing, you can do in your car while you're driving. You take deep breaths from the belly. I don't mean up in the throat. That's not going to do you any good. But you need to breathe from the belly. So how do you learn how to do that if you don't know how to? You lay on the floor and you watch babies, how they breathe. They breathe from their bellies. They breathe up and down. And we, as adults, we don't do that because we're so tight and tense that we can't get the air from our belly to our nostrils or our mouth. So we need to relearn how to do that. You need to lay on the floor and just breathe and let your belly go in and out. So what does that do? First, it reduces your stress level. Second, it clears your fog brain. And third, it gets you thinking about your whole spiritual being, your mind, your body, and your soul. This has to be a part of your plan. Remember, thoughts become actions, action becomes habits, habits become our destiny. What do you want to achieve or to become? How do you plan to achieve it? What barriers do you see to creating plans for your dreams? Are your daily and weekly goals connected to your plan? It has been exciting tonight talking about planning. My new book is called There's Power in the Plan, so you need to get that. You need to call me after the show at 757-567-6734. You need to leave me a message on the message board tonight if you can, or you need to send me an email at cinedesign@aol.com. You know you can always go to the website, www.issuesconcerningwomen.com, and you can see what's going on and all the programs that we have. We thank you so much for tuning in to Issues Concerning Women. It is always my pleasure and my delight to be with you. We're on every Thursday night at 8:30 p.m. to 9 p.m. So please tell your friends about us. We love doing what we do, and we want to say God bless you and have a powerful week. There's power in the plan.